Welcome to the Wonder Women Tech Show, where we highlight, celebrate, and amplify global leaders who are creating impact. We humanize our role models and curate a culture of vulnerability and belonging. This is a show designed to innovate, empower, and ignite. I'm your host, Lisa Mae Brunson. It's Lisa Mae Brunson with the Wonder Women Tech Show. I am so excited today because I get to sit down with someone who I feel is just absolutely amazing. She has spoken at the Wonder Women Tech National Conferences. She's done so much magic in the world. She has created an amazing career for herself. She is the Vice President of Quality Engineering, emphasis on quality engineering at Weedmaps. It's so great to have you here, Victoria. How are you?
Oh my God, Nishama, thank you for having me. This has been phenomenal to be able to be part of something so powerful that you created. And most importantly, I want to thank you for giving an opportunity and platform to speak about a lot of things. Every time I speak in a conference, I come back excited, driven, emotional. It's just so amazing to meet so many people and so many women, hear about their stories. So the work that you do, it's phenomenal. So I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me. And really, really, really excited to have conversations with you and dialogues with you as well today.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. Isn't it amazing? Like every time that I have a conference and I get to meet all of these people and my speakers are amazing. They are so inspiring. And I walk away feeling like I can take on the world. Like you just have this new lease in life where you're already doing great things, but you just want to be like Wonder Woman herself.
Absolutely. Oh my God. I feel the same way. It's just inspiring to that authentic connection, that energy. If you want to do more, you want to give more, you want to be more.
I love it. So, you know, we want to learn about you. Like, tell us, how did you come to be the Vice President of Quality Engineering for Weedmaps? Like, I want to hear a little bit about your story. You know, it sounds like you've come from another place. So I'd love to hear about, you know, how you got started.
Oh, gosh. It's a long journey away from home, for sure. I'm born and raised in Ukraine and went to high school there. I graduated with my technical degree from University of Ukraine, and then I immigrated to the United States. My journey took me down to San Francisco. I was working in Silicon Valley at that time. Once I started speaking English, at that time it was .com expansion, so there's a lot of technical jobs were available in the market, so I got lucky that way.
So was this like in 1999 when everything was amazing?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
I lived there. I lived in the Bay Area at that time.
Yeah, it was so cool. And I started working and I started loving it. It's a lot of new learning, of course, a lot of understanding how corporate work, how culture work, how profits work, what a delivery pipeline looks like. Learning was pretty much key for few first years of the career that I started. And that's how it all began for me. And I started working a little bit, worked for several startups, and then I got an opportunity to try a different company down in Pasadena in the LA area and move down there because of opportunity, interest in the company. And then I moved to Orange County and kind of been in Orange County for quite a time because, gosh, how can you beat this weather? You know, it's tough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Orange County, California. Who doesn't want to be in the OC?
It's a dream come true. And, you know, so the journey is like, over time, I was not sure if I'm going to stay, I'm going to go back home or going to do something else. I wasn't sure. But at a certain time, it's like that feeling that I got, this is home. This is home. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to stay. And my parents, of course, were hoping that maybe I will come back at certain point of time, go back home because they miss me. But when I told them, no, I'm staying and this is home for me, it was bittersweet for them. They were happy for me. And at the same time, they were say, hey, we're going to see you if you're little. And that's the only thing that's very, very caught in this situation. So I didn't get a chance to spend as much time with them as I could have.
Yeah, I mean, it's always challenging when you're leaving a country, coming to a new country, creating an impact in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, in its heyday, and then you come to Southern California where it's just getting started. How did you end up in an industry that, because let's be real, you know, the cannabis industry is sort of controversial. It's new, it's up and coming. It's been around for a while, but it's still an industry that is, I mean, there's so much potential for growth. So what attracted you to Weed Maps?
That's a really, really good question. So my career prior to Weed Maps been, as I mentioned, a handful of startups, and then I worked also for Fortune 500 companies like Ticketmaster, Siemens, Comcast, NBC Universal, and I made career there very successfully and got nominated as a top 100 female executives for my efforts in diversity and leadership.
Ooh,
and it was
nice.
Very exciting, stellar career. And at a certain point, I felt like I need a change. I need a change. I need to do something different. I need to do something new. I need to figure out where I can make the most impact, something exciting. And when I started looking for new opportunities, Weed Maps came along. And in the beginning, I was really thinking about, I'm like, okay, there's cannabis industry. It's a lot of stigma associated with it. And I was a little bit nervous to change career to Weed Maps in the beginning. However, when I came aboard, when I met the team, when I saw the mission that team stands behind, when I saw the leadership team, it was no doubt that this is the place I want to be. And that's number one. And number two, I'm like, where do I believe I can come in, make the most impact, deliver value, and having fun and rewarding experience while I'm doing this? Where just I feel that I can make a difference. And that was the place. And cannabis, of course, is the industry that the more I learn about it, I had to educate myself a lot about industry, about mission, about that engagement with community that cannabis naturally has. And the more I learn about this, the more I grew proud to be part of this and part of this team and deliver. And Weed Maps does go beyond just being a just tech company, even though I think this is a fantastic tech shop. But mission and outreach and help and empathy levels to a lot of injustice that happen in the minority community is just overwhelming. I can talk about this a lot, but this is just something I'm proud of. And I'm proud to be in the team, and I've been there for over 3 years, and I think this is the best company I've ever worked at.
So there's a couple of ways we can go with this conversation, and I want to go all of the ways. But first, we'll start with, what is Weed Maps? Like, what does it do? Because I don't personally partake, but I'm a super advocate. It just so happens I actually am allergic to all parts of the plant. I can't even do, you know, CBD oil or even hemp. But I am such an advocate for its health benefits because I've known several people that have actually benefited from the medicinal properties. But what is Weed Maps? What does it do?
Great question. Absolutely. So Weed Maps is a place. It's a place where it brings a lot of retailers that specific in the cannabis business, like dispensaries, doctors, delivery services, and consumers together. So if you want to learn more about cannabis, you want to find products, you want to look at reviews, you want to see how you can get it to your home, or go pick something up and educate yourself, whether you're just a new user or you've been used to cannabis, that's the place you go. But that's beyond that. So they've been in the business since 2008, so it's a long journey. That's how business started, but now it grew beyond that. It grew to really be a comprehensive solution for cannabis businesses. We have B2B platform, business-to-business platform that provides points of sales, reporting, integration. So anything you need to run the business in this particular area is provided. And because cannabis companies still struggle with limitation of resources because legalization is still ongoing in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And we are providing a lot of resources to be successful for the companies who are in this business and businesses, as well as consumers and connecting, creating that bridging connection between consumers and business. So that's a nutshell of the business model. But outside of business model. I think you said you have never tried cannabis, but what else?
Well, I didn't say I never tried it. I did not inhale. I did not inhale. No. I mean, for the record, because it is legal, I can admit that I have tried it. I'm just allergic, and I am an advocate for its use, but I can't imbibe. But yes, I do know the medicinal properties.
Medicinal properties. Also, look, if you, like, even though don't believe in the product, if you believe for freedom of choice, that we as a human being, as a consumer, should be able to choose what we want to consume, what we don't want to consume. This is part of the mission. Freedom of choice, equality, making products available to people who need that. You know, like, if it has medicinal properties, it's natural. It has so much benefits to it. And I think there's so much beyond our mission and beyond our empowerment of the cannabis industry that everyone can relate to that.
Well, half of America anyway. With where we're at now, which is a great segue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, more than that. Like, you know, you're mentioning freedom of choice, you're mentioning equality, which, you know, of course 100% I'm behind. But, you know, we are living in an incredibly volatile, hostile, aggressive world right now. And, of course, you know, the industry, every industry is changing. But how do you see the cannabis industry changing? And also, how do you feel that companies are responding to these changes? You know, does it impact leadership? Does it impact teams? I know that's a lot, but they're all connected. So how are you seeing this shape up?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and I'm going to ask that in part. So cannabis is naturally, to start with, it's a business that's inherited in social. We're connected to social justice because cannabis inherited in the communities, and people of color being disproportionately impacted overall in that business. And
Well, because we see black and brown communities, you know, black and brown individuals who are still sitting in jail for selling marijuana,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly where WeedMaps came in and took the stand even before pandemic, even before escalation of the recent event, where we launched social equity programs, which allow us to partner with organizations like NAACP, ACLU, Equality Federation, and work with providing the tools to help businesses to open up and supporting a lot of businesses, but also really focusing on equality and justice. We have legal team on the ground continuously working with government on all those issues. So this is something that I absolutely admire about our company, because we just take a very strong stance and we always try to support people who were disproportionately impacted by war on drugs and all the history of the cannabis, especially in the black and brown community. Second one, you ask how we right now responding to different events. Yeah, it times couldn't have been more challenging with all the movements, with all the difficulties. COVID alone, who hit and impacted a lot of businesses, a lot of families, and generated a lot of uncertainty and fears. You know, many people lost their jobs. They don't know how to pay their rent or mortgages. A lot of families go through that tough times, and I think we got lucky because we still have a job and we are operating as a business. But most importantly, I think this time let us focus on the empathy.
Yes.
Empathy, become more empathetic. So you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what maybe they worry about family members getting sick.
Yep.
Maybe they worry about income coming in. And there's so much in people's minds that I think, like, creating closer communication, creating a better understanding what people are going through, empathize with their situation, it's become by far more important now than ever. And that's how I think adjustment within the company started happening and shifting more that way, even more than before.
Well, because what this has done is it's all of the experiences that we're dealing with as humans, you know, not just a global pandemic, but we're seeing Black and brown people getting killed by the police. We're watching protests happen daily. We're seeing destruction. We're seeing death. We're seeing uncertainty. You know, we're seeing jobs being lost. We're seeing businesses closing. I mean, this is a time where we are absolutely being called to. If you don't understand empathy, you're learning it now, you know, to be there for each other, because we are in this together. And it is such a challenging time, not just for individuals, but within communities. You know, small businesses are getting crushed. Dreams are being lost. And this is such a challenging time. And I think businesses have an opportunity to meet the communities where they are, right? We should be thinking all the way through when we're creating our businesses, when we're operating, you know, in corporate policy and corporate culture, that we're being mindful of these communities always. Is that something that you feel that Weed Maps brings to the table and that you also inspire within your teams?
Absolutely. Really, really. You hit the nail in the head. Equality, inclusiveness, diversity. I think this is a key where you have to build your teams, where it has to be in the core of your company culture. You have to live and breathe that. And if company does not propagate that, I think it's just, they're missing out. They're missing out on so many great things that can be done. They're missing out on changes and positive movements that can be achieved with that. And I feel like Weed Maps is all about those three things. And I will add empathy to that. Empathy, equality, diversity, and inclusiveness. And even our company statement, like when we talk about what is our mission as a company, how we want to position ourselves, our statement says, to power, transparent, and inclusive global cannabis economy. Inclusive is a part of our mission statement. And that's propagated through entire company, and that is propagated through starting with leadership, so all the way down to individual contributors. And I feel like we've always been that. It's not we've started to become to adjust to recent changes, or we did that for publicity reasons or anything else. We've always been that. This is the core in our company.
I love it. Like, I think for those of you who are listening, who are wanting to take a page out of this book and need like core values to like add to your mission statements, I think we just gave you some great values to get behind, because like those are absolutely perfect. I'm going to find more ways that we can even include those in, you know, our programs, because those kinds of values, especially empathy now, you know, is where we're at today. Grace and empathy are two core values that I really believe in. So I'm excited to see more companies live from that space. And now it's time for today's Pioneering Women segment. Today's Pioneering Woman is Antonia Novello. Novello is a Puerto Rican-born physician and public official. In 1990, she was appointed as the first woman and Hispanic to serve as the United States Surgeon General. As Surgeon General, Novello focused on the health of young people, women, and minorities. She issued reports and spoke out on underage drinking, smoking, drug abuse, AIDS, childhood immunization, and injury prevention. Antonia improved healthcare for Hispanics and other minorities. She left the post of Surgeon General in 1993 and became a representative for the United Nations Children's Fund, where she continued to address women's and children's health issues, working to eliminate nutritional problems such as iodine deficiency and to prevent substance abuse. Thank you for your pioneering contributions, Antonia Novello. So we're back, and I feel like we've just like went around the world with you on a journey from Ukraine to the Bay Area to Orange County. So one more question. Would you take the easy road or the road less traveled, and why?
Never. I would not take easy road, because something in me always believed that I need to define my own path. I need to define my own way of thinking. I need to decide what's right and wrong for me. not because someone told me or because many people believe the same thing. And that's probably why immigration itself is not an easy path. Moving from place to place is not an easy path. Being just authentic to my own beliefs is not an easy path. Sometimes I have to just say, hey, people can disagree with me or have opinions, but this is what I believe is right and what is right for me. And I stick to that. And that's not an easy path. And easy path, it's not something I took in my life. And sometimes I did have self-doubt. I'm like, why am I always making it so hard for myself? Why am I choosing this difficult road? And sometimes it's like either you do things that are easy or you do things that are right. And I think those are sometimes have to be different. And I do put myself through that because over time I realized, hey, I put myself through that because I crave the learning that comes from that path. Whatever it takes, everything in my life is what I need to be. My life is perfect, and I have to learn from every single situation that comes in my way, and I have to grow from it, and I have to heal myself from that. So it's consistent growth, healing, being, and being more centered and more peaceful and complete within yourself. And I think this is like a difficult path, is a journey to yourself.
Yes, you are your own north.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. I just want to like hit repeat to that passage like over and over when this podcast drops. I'm definitely going to hit repeat so that I can hear it over and over, because it's so important to remember that you don't have to follow anyone else's beliefs or trajectory or even accept the slam doors or the challenges in front of you. Like, you can still be your own north and learn from your journey all along the way. Oh, I love
absolutely.
That. That's so good, yeah. Victoria.
Thank you. It's like, I think we as human beings, we're so amazing. Each one of us in every different way. You know, each one of us has different talents. Each one of us has different abilities. And all of it is unique and amazing. And once we accept that and believe in that, that's where we can take hard way and just learn more about ourselves.
Yes. Well, we all are amazing, and you are amazing.
You are amazing. Oh, my God. I'm so grateful to be here, and cannot thank you enough for an opportunity to have this conversation and have our connection and a good laugh and good times and just ability to speak and talk and hopefully help and make a change.
Yes. Absolutely, Victoria. I look forward to continuing to be in each other's orbit, to be friends, to make an impact together, and have you on the show again. I really appreciate you being here.
Likewise. I'm very honored. And totally, absolutely. More conversation, more good time, more topics.
Yeah.
More connection.
Thank you so much for being here, innovators. We'll see you next week when we take on the world one more time.